Well, hello, gentlemen. It's a little bit cooler here today, but at least it's a little bit brighter. Now, this is going to be a very deep video. Yeah, I don't think so. Just something that's on my mind, that's all, and I thought I'd share it with you guys. So I went into a department store the other day and wanted to buy some decent glue, but I couldn't seem to buy it. Then I found somebody to show me about where the glue was. It was all locked up, and I had to prove my age. Now, if you just look at me, you can see I'm about 150. But nope, that's not good enough. Need some ID to prove my age. How ridiculous is that? But I wasn't allowed to carry the glue. I was brought to me to the counter so I could pay for it and then leave, I guess. Not allowed to walk around with it. Hell, I might start sniffing it, I suppose. Then the funny thing is, then I wanted to buy a set of knives. And once again, I wasn't allowed to. Not hunting knives, kitchen knives. They were all locked up. And once again, I had to show my ID to prove my age. And all these type of laws are just a band-aid on society's problems. It's just a woke fix. The same, especially in the Western world, they're trying to ban guns and people owning guns. And that's twofold, because they think that'll stop gun crime. Plus, it will be the government that has the guns and not the peasants. So the peasants will be easier controlled. As you know, London and the UK has a lot of knife crime. So I guess society's band-aid is to ban all knives. The fact is, if somebody wants to hurt somebody and they haven't got any knives or guns, they'll use a piece of wood, a metal bar, a chair, whatever. What they really should be doing is try to find out why people are doing it. But the biggest problem with London is the mayor, Sadiq Khan. Absolutely useless. He just oozes wokeness. And another name is weakness for wokeness, isn't it? Now, I'm drinking a cup of coffee in a nice big mug. So what happens if I smash somebody over the head with my coffee mug? Are they going to ban all coffee mugs? Making knives harder to get hold of won't stop knife crime in London. The same as trying to make guns more difficult to get hold of won't stop gun crime either. Not being able to buy glue unless you're a certain age won't stop glue sniffing. They'll just move on to something else, which they already have. But it's a woke mentality that thinks banning something is going to fix it. I wonder where that idea's come from. We know, don't we, guys? The thing is, humans have been killing each other since the beginning of time. But it doesn't help putting people from different ethnic backgrounds and cram them all into one area. And also give them absolutely special protection and immunity from some of the laws of that country. That's just asking for trouble, isn't it? If you take a look at a lot of drug users, abusive drug users, banning all the drugs isn't the answer. They'll just use anything, even under-the-sink kitchen products, because that's the nature of that person. They have an addictive nature. That's what has to be addressed. And those laws will only affect the common people, not the people that abuse. And at least in the society I'm in at the moment, there's more help for drug abusers than there is for, say, a person like me, which I class as a normal human being. Well, to a point. No, the mentality of the Western and European societies is that some child gets hurt on the beach building a sandcastle, all building of sandcastles must be banned. Do I have the answers? Well, of course, some of them, because I'm pretty clever. But what's going to happen is they're going to be banning absolutely everything eventually. Oh, not for them, just for us, the peasants. Anyway, let me know your thoughts on this, guys. Because a band-aid is just a temporary solution. And it's always been the saying that guns don't kill people. People kill people. The gun is just a tool. Could easily be a 2x4. So let me know, guys, if any of this resonates with you. Now, if you was to apologize to my mule, like I know you're gonna, he may just forget all about it.